What's up, Lady Ballers?
Welcome back. We're Soccer Props,
and it's game time.
Hiya.
Hi there.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good. Thanks for coming on.
No worries.
What time is it there now?
5 o'clock.
Oh, nice. Are you done for the day?
Yeah, we were in training this morning and this afternoon a little bit, but yeah, all done for the day.
Nice. That's good. How's everything going with Man U?
Yeah, good. We have a friendly this weekend and then back to league the following weekend. We've got quite a busy month, actually. Some big games.
How do you feel the team's like doing? Like, do you guys feel ready for games to start?
Yeah, we feel good. We obviously have had like quite a good start besides the Chelsea game where we got battered, but that's okay, we move. But yeah, no, it's been good. Good to be back playing and the season's getting on now, so yeah.
That's great. That's awesome. And do you have any like specific goals for the rest of the year? Like, are you someone who has like goals like written out and like planned out, or are you kind of just a go with the flow type of player?
No, I quite like to set goals. So obviously as a team, we want to try and get Champions League this season because the top three teams in our league qualify for Champions League. So that's a big goal of all of ours. And then obviously the Euros is next summer. With England, obviously, that's a huge personal goal. I'd love to get in that squad. So, lots to work towards right now.
And so can you tell us, just like going back to your college career and everything, how was it playing at UNC? And did you always know that you wanted to play at the next level?
Yeah, so UNC was amazing, probably the best 3 years like of my career. I absolutely loved it. I kind of always did know I wanted to go to America. So obviously it's a little bit different process for an international student. So I had a few tournaments with England out in America. So there was like a few college coaches there. And also I used to play at Chelsea all through my youth. And one of the coaches while I was there at the time was Mark Parsons. So when I realized I wanted to go to America, I kind of got in contact with him. He actually put me in touch with UVA, Florida State, and UNC. And UNC was the only college I went and visited. And I fell in love with the program, with Anson, with the girls, and with Chapel Hill itself. So I didn't even go and visit the other schools and I committed there and then pretty much.
Wow, I love that. You had that feeling and you went for it.
Yeah.
It's so awesome that you got to see the campus too, because I'm sure like being overseas especially, it's probably so hard to, I'm sure people commit without even going and seeing the campus. But can you talk about just like even just the transition from playing at the college level and then like playing professionally? What was that transition like? Was it kind of like a wake-up call? Like, what was different? What was the same? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, even from going from youth football to college, it was a change because in America, everyone's very super athletic and fast and fit. And in England, obviously, that's a huge part of our game. But a lot of it is based on, like, technical, tactical side of the game, which I think in America is obviously there, but it's not as rooted in the youth system as it is over in England. When I went out to UNC, it was a bit of a shock getting used to all of that. But obviously I really enjoyed that part of it because it helped me focus on that side of the game, which maybe I didn't have as much before. And then jumping from college to pro in England again was like another jump up. Everyone is like very, very focused and very kind of in their own zone and focused on their development as a player. And obviously, again, the level goes up again. You're playing with some players who are almost 10 years older than you, and they've been there, seen it, and they've got so much experience under their belt. And as a young player, I think you have to tap into that a little bit and find out what what takes people to the top, but also like be you at the same time. You're a young player. It's exciting to be in a pro team, and you have to use that to your advantage as well.
Did you ever have instances where you felt like overwhelmed by the change or really nervous to play? Like, did you get anxiety playing, or have you always just kind of been someone that welcomes challenges and you like the different atmosphere?
I mean, I get nervous almost before every game, but it's kind of like a nerve, like where I'm excited at the same time. And I think often at the start of every game, I'm nervous until I have my first touch of the ball. And then once I've had my first touch, like I'm just settled. It's just a game of football. Like everything comes back to ground. So I think that, yeah, I still get nervous and I quite like being nervous, like, because it means that I'm still like learning and developing as a player. So yeah, I get nervous, but it's a good balance, not too nervous.
When you step on the field, you don't even think about how nervous you are anymore? Or are you
I think as soon as you cross the white line, like you're kind of in a zone. I think maybe the night before a big game, I'll obviously be a little bit nervous, but also very excited at the same time. Like it's a balance, and as I've got older, it's more excitement. And I think that as my career progresses, it will just obviously turn to excitement. But I think nerves are good, and whenever we have young players playing with us, well, I say young, I'm like one of the youngest in the squad, but like the really young girls coming through the academy, I said, like, obviously they're nervous to even train with us, as I was when I was 16 years old. But like it's important to be nervous because it shows that you care, and as long as you can settle the nerves when the game's on, it's a good thing.
It's so funny to think about, like, when we're in college, we're always like, oh my God, there's so much difference between a freshman and a senior. And that's just 3 or 4 years. But now you can have a team where there's literally a decade players or more.
Decade between some of us. It's crazy.
That has to be very intimidating just to think about being that much younger, but then also just like the amount of respect that those older players probably have, just in, like you were saying, their knowledge of just how it works and how they've gotten there and stayed there for so long. I can't even imagine playing with an age difference like that, but that's got to be very cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. I like the playing with the older girls because a lot of them have been there and seen things that you want to do one day. Like obviously last year we had Tobin and Kristen on our team, so to even just sit down like every day at lunch with them and just have normal conversations was just like crazy, because at the same time, like everything that they've achieved, like, is what I want to achieve, obviously, with like gold medals and world titles. So I think it's really cool that you can have that in a team.
Was there anything that surprised you about Tobin or Kristen?
I think any perception that you have, like, I think automatically you think that because they're so successful, like, and they're really like top of their game, you think that they might not be closed off, but like a little bit like in their zone and not as like in and around the team as you think. But it was the complete opposite. Like, they were such good teammates, like on and off the pitch, and they helped me massively because obviously I'm young and I would ask them so many questions that they probably got sick of. But they were so good for the team, and like they loved being around us, but they loved doing team bonding, like everything like that. It was really cool.
I love that. I feel like true leaders are the ones that are just so willing to help others and just like just have the patience to speak with the younger players. And because they've been, you like, when you're a veteran, like, you've been in their shoes, and it's just nice to have those type of leaders on the team. Like, if they play such an important role. And I don't know, I just love to hear that about Tobin and like everyone. Like, it's just so great. And it's why they are like the best in the world, you know? So just moving on to like just the position you play, like, have you always been a forward, or have you played different positions?
Yeah, so I've always been a forward. Which one of the three varies, really. When I went out to America, my freshman year, Anson played me as left forward. And then when I came back to England for like youth camps and stuff, they'd always keep me on the right wing. And then in my sophomore year, we switched formations to a 3-5-2. And I played in the two up top. And then I kind of started to like establish myself more as a little bit, I guess, as a number nine rather than a winger. And then when I came back to Manchester, they kind of signed me as a forward, but more specifically as a nine. I do like playing on the wing. I think my game's completely different when I play on the wing than when I play in the nine. But yeah, I'd love to. I think the striker role is like really a lot more difficult than I first thought, like in terms of like movements and timings and everything. Like you could play 90 minutes with it barely touching it, but you've got to be in the right place at the right time in the last minute. Whereas a winger, you can kind of express yourself a little bit more, go 1v1, kind of, yeah, just play a little bit more freely. So yeah, I like both, but I'd like to really become a number nine.
That's so true. I feel like if you don't play forward, you don't understand how much goes into it. We all played forward in college, and going from a two and a three up top, it's completely different. And like, I just feel like it is a totally different position. So
that is
true. What do you think has helped elevate your game specifically as a forward? Like, is there anything that you do on your own time that you think that's helped a lot that you would recommend for other lady ballers listening?
I think that as a forward, you've got to just be able to score goals. Like one thing that like it's my favorite thing to do well as a striker is to shoot and score goals. So I think that I dedicate like at least 10 at every training session to finishing. So whether that's attacking across or going 1v1 to shoot, I think that if in a game you may get three chances and you've got to at least be able to finish one, because not all of them are going to be full chances as well. Some of them might be a half chance. So I think, yeah, as a forward, you've got to be able to create and score goals. So if you can have that always in your pocket, and I guess like always believing that you know you're going to score if you get the chance, that's important too.
I love that. It's such a, that's an amazing way to think about it. Like you really can sometimes only have one chance at the goal, and you want to really increase those chances. And that comes with repetition and working hard and putting in the individual time too. So that's incredible. And any forwards or offensive players listening, like it's so important to get those repetitions and take 10 minutes after practice, or coaches are so willing to take extra time on different days to even work with you. So it's all about like being proactive, which it sounds like you are, and the best players in the world are. So that's awesome. Was there ever like a big moment of growth during your career where you look back and you're like, wow, this is a pretty pivotal moment in time for me?
Yeah. And I would say it actually came this past year. I suffered pretty much for about 10 months last year with a hamstring injury. So I tore my hamstring and then in last November, and then came back and tore my other one. So I ended up missing pretty much the whole of last season, and also missing out on any chances with the national team. And obviously there was an Olympics last year. But yeah, I think that injuries are horrible, but they happen to everyone. It's a part of football, really. And I think that looking back on the process of it all, it taught me a lot about like myself and where I want to go and maybe what I needed to kind of be aware of ready for the future. And yeah, it also taught me to like have more to like my life and football, because obviously it's not what you want, but at the same time, like when it's taken away from you for a long period like that, you've got to find joy in other things. And it might still be football, mate, but maybe instead of playing, it's coaching at the academy, or I don't know, doing a Q&A with the under 21s, like just little other things to keep you ticking and keep your mind going rather than actually being on the pitch.
I love that you brought that up, because we talk about this all the time, how when we retired from playing after college, all three of us were like, we felt like we didn't know what to do. Like, we just felt like it was just a long process of finding out like what we're passionate about and learning about ourselves. And like, we waited until then to like figure it out. But yeah, it's kind of like you were saying, like, it's like a blessing when you have an injury or you have that time to reflect. It's like, you can actually gain from it and learn so much. And like, I'm sure you came back even better than ever, 'cause you missed the sport so much when you can't play. So everything does happen for a reason, where you can learn stuff from it. And I think like what you went through is such a hard thing, and so many players go through it. So it's a nice little positive reminder, you know, like, what can you learn from it? Can you learn about what you like outside of soccer? And like, that just goes into like, do you have other passions that are non-soccer related, or like hobbies that you have like gained when you couldn't play?
Yeah. So, well, now I'm back in England, like, it's nice to be nearer my family and friends, which is really nice. So I get to see them a lot more often. A big passion of mine, which obviously I can't really do with football, is traveling, which is another reason I kind of went to America, is because I got to travel so much with football, because most of the games would have to fly to anyway. But yeah, I love traveling and going to new cities and stuff. And obviously being in Europe now, it's quite easy to go away. I mean, not with COVID, but normally it's quite easy to just go away for the weekend to a different city. So I love to travel, and I like to, like, not that I'm doing it right now because I'm still in some classes and things, but I want to learn Spanish eventually. That's so awesome. That's the next thing on the list. Yeah.
Have you learned any yet?
I studied Italian for like 4 semesters at college. And my family is Italian, so that's one that I'd like to keep going with as well.
That's cool. Are they similar, do you think?
Yeah, they are similar, actually, which is why I think that while I've still got some knowledge of Italian, I should start Spanish before I forget it.
It'll make it easier. You should put Rosetta Stone on your Christmas, I know, your holiday list.
The girl keeps that. I need to get that, yeah.
Do you have any teammates that speak Spanish or Italian?
Yeah, so we have a Spanish girl on our team, and I always say to her, you're going to need to teach me Spanish. Yeah. And then we have a Brazilian girl who speaks Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, French.
Oh my gosh. German.
Yeah.
Goals.
Yeah, she's amazing.
So. And you know what's cool, though? When you learn the language, like, the written language is so different than, like, speaking it. And like, I feel like it, the way that, I don't know, it's so great to just speak to people who speak the language, and you learn like that. And then you also can learn the way to like write it out formally. I don't know. You need both. That's why it is amazing to travel too.
Like,
all the cultures and stuff.
Guys, we lived in France for a month, and the only thing we said the whole time was please and I'm sorry.
And I barely said that.
You had to ask about the bathroom. Now I don't remember. What was your favorite city that you ever traveled to for soccer? Just travel.
US, actually, my favorite city. I loved LA when I went to LA, but I really loved Boston.
Oh, yeah.
I love Boston. It's like my ultimate favorite.
Yeah, it's so cool. And we'd often play Boston away, and I used to love it when that was on our schedule. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to go home.
Did you ever go up when there was foliage, like when the leaves are changing?
Oh no, that, I suppose that'll be lovely.
Yeah, that's the best time to go. But it's, that's what's nice about the US. There's so many different, like, totally different regions. Like, it feels like countries when you go to all the cities.
Yeah, it does.
But hopefully as COVID continues to decline, we can all travel more. Because I feel like that's such a good part about playing soccer, is that you get to go to these different places and like be immersed in the culture. So and tell us about, we know you played in the She Believes Cup. Can you tell us about what it was like to step onto the field for the national team?
Yeah, it was amazing. And it was very unexpected, actually. So I got a call from Phil, who was the manager at the time, when I was in college. And he told me that he was going to be bringing me in as a training player, to just be in and around the squad, get used to like the seniors and just kind of soak it all in, I guess. But then like 2 days before we met up, Lucy Bronze actually got injured. So he rang me again and he said, oh, you're actually going to be in the squad as a foot, like a squad player, which I really didn't expect. So I was just excited to be going and being in around it. And then he tells me that I was going with a squad number, which was really cool. So it was great. And it was nice because I was only in North Carolina. So I only had to travel. We first met up in Florida. So I traveled down to Florida and then we played the US in Orlando. And then we flew to, I can't remember where we played Japan. Maybe it was in New York. And then we played in Texas against Spain, which was where I made my debut. And again, like, was just enjoying it, like, loved being in and around it. And then he called my name to come on and I was like, kind of like the adrenaline just took over. And it's sad really, because I don't fully remember it because I was just like so like engrossed in it all,
blacked out.
Yeah. But it was great and it was an unbelievable experience and one that I'll cherish for a long time.
That's wonderful. That's amazing. Well, we can't wait to continue to see you crush it. And you're lucky, you're like in the early stages of your career. Like you said, there's players that are a decade older than you. Like you have so much time ahead of you. So it's so exciting.
Yeah, no, it is exciting. I can't wait for what's, especially with women's football, like growing at the rate it is right now is really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to finish if it's okay with some firsts and favorites. So it's kind of like rapid fire. You can take your time. So what was your first job?
I actually worked at a pub in England. I don't know if you have them in America. It's just like a restaurant. So I was a waitress. I only had about 3 shifts, so it didn't work out so well. And then I went to
That's the only job I never had growing up. I don't think it would be a good waiter at all.
I couldn't get the job because I didn't have any experience because I was always playing soccer. So
yeah.
What was your first soccer team name?
West Farley. My dad coached it.
Aww. Oh, cool.
What was your mascot?
What was our mascot?
Yeah, do you have ridiculous mascots like we do in the America with kids sports?
We don't with kids sports. We do with, like, right now our mascots are Red Devil. But young sports, we don't.
Yeah, everyone was always like the Bears, the Thundercats, the
American thing, the Tar Heels.
Do you remember your first college goal?
Oh, yeah, I do actually. It was against, we went to Florida right when we got there, and we played Central Florida and UCF, that's the same thing. We played UF and UCF, and we lost to UCF, and then we played UF and we won 2-0, and that was my first goal.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Do you remember where you were, like, on the field? Like, what kind of shot it was?
Yeah, I was on the left forward, and I kind of just cut inside, and it was just low and across the frame.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The best feeling.
Yeah, it is.
What's the first thing you do after a game?
Well, normally jump right in an ice bath, but also speak to my mum and dad. They're the first call after the game. So
you heard that recently. A bunch of players say that. I love that.
Do they do advice? Do they just listen to what you have to say? Like, do they do a both?
No, they don't listen, but my dad's a big football fan and he played himself. So he gives his thoughts too.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
What were your first pair of cleats?
I remember actually, I got a pair for Christmas and they were white and gold, old school Predators with like the tongue that went over your boot. And I love them.
Well, I would wear those still. I love the tongue.
Yeah. Retro boots. They're so cool.
Yep.
They are the best.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That just gave me I have such a visual idea.
Yeah.
Of
it. Yeah.
What was the first concert you ever went to?
Oh, I think it was Justin Bieber.
Let's go. That's the best first concert.
Yeah.
Ours was like OAR or something.
Yeah.
What was your first professional game you ever went to?
I think it was a Manchester United men's game. They were down. I'm from just outside of London, and they were playing Chelsea away. So it wasn't too far away, and we managed to get tickets and we went, and it was amazing. Yeah. And that's kind of when I started properly following Manchester United. It was when there was like the iconic, like Ryan Giggs, Paul Scholes, Rio Ferdinand. So
that was your team growing up?
Yeah.
Cool. And you went to the Chelsea Academy?
Yeah, I was at the Chelsea Academy growing up, but supported.
Did you like Chelsea too? Did you support both or no?
I always wanted Chelsea to do well, obviously, with the connection, but if they were playing Manchester United, I wanted them to win.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite soccer memory?
I think probably the first time my mum and dad came out to UNC is up there, just for them to see it all like live. But also we had a U20 World Cup in France, and unfortunately we lost in the semi-final against Japan. But then we won the third and fourth playoff against France, and all like our families were in the stands, so that was really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really
cool.
What's your favorite pre-game song?
Oh, good question. See, everyone always laughs at my pre-game playlist, because I have so many different extremes on it. Like I have like loads of rap, but then I'll have like country songs on it too. Probably Trophies by Drake. That's probably my favorite game day song.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite country artist?
Thomas Rhett.
Nice.
Yeah. All
right, what is your favorite cheat meal?
Oh, I don't know if you'd ever had it, but I love a roast dinner. It's a traditional English meal.
Can you explain? What animal is that? What's the roast?
So you can have any meat, really. It's like chicken, lamb, beef, and then you have like roasted potatoes. We have these things in England called Yorkshire puddings. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
It's just kind of like a batter, really. It's just like eggs and flour in like a thing like that, and then you put all your meat and your potatoes, and you have like a gravy on top.
Like a pot pie? I think that's what we call them. Pot pies?
Yeah, it's like similar to pot pies, yeah.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, well, you'd have to try it if you ever visit England.
Yeah, we've been, but we haven't had that. So next time.
Oh, you need to go to a pub and get a Sunday roast dinner.
Yeah.
Yes. Who's your favorite teammate to train with?
Right now, I'd say Ella Toon, because she's like my finishing partner at the end of every session. We're always the two that go and do finishing together until we get kicked off. So we're in it together, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And last one, who's your favorite player to watch, male or female?
I'll do both. Male, obviously, I love watching Ronaldo in the Premier League. Like, it's so cool to have him back. But I'm a impartial Ronaldo and Messi fan. I think some of the stuff that Messi can pull off is just out of this world. So I'm a big fan of both of them. And female, I'm a big Tobin Heath fan, obviously, after playing with her as well. Mm-hmm. Seeing her at like in training, she's unbelievable. Also Miedemar, like to play, watch and play against her is really cool, because she's a prolific goal scorer.
I'd have so many moments as a professional where I'd be like, like,
yeah, drunk, like in the game,
just staring on the side of the field.
Yeah.
So true. Well, Alessia, thank you so much for speaking with us. We really appreciate it. And
no worries.
We look forward to continuing to watch it. You crush it. And hopefully we get to see you play in person soon, and have a nice
spring. Thank you.
Bye.
See you later.